We've been talking a lot this morning about the expected announcement later today that almost all COVID restrictions will be lifted after recommendation to government from NPHET after almost 2 years of living under the cloud of the COVID-19 pandemic. Over 6,000 people have died with the virus here, but public health officials say that many, many more would have died had it not been for protection from vaccination. Over 8 out of 10 people over the age of 5 in Ireland are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. So far, 111,800 5 to 11-year-olds have been signed up to receive a vaccine out of a possible 480,000. That's less than a quarter. Our reporter Karen Creed has been looking into the reasons why some parents are undecided.
We're having lots of conversations. Even parents who've been vaccinated themselves are a little bit concerned about vaccinating their child, and I think that's perfectly understandable. And I think there's conversations that we need to have around that, because there's a lot of misinformation.
Dr. Tony Foley, a GP in Cork, speaking about parents who are unsure about their children getting the COVID-19 vaccine. He says there are several reasons for this.
They're concerned about side effects. They're concerned about the unknowns. I think there's multiple sources of information and indeed misinformation out there. And I think that feeds into this concern. There is a certain stigma sometimes about being perceived as an anti-vaxxer, whereas I don't think this is an anti-vaxxer stance at all. I think it's an understandable parental concern.
While most adults have needed little encouragement to sign up for the vaccine, with it now being offered to young children, some parents want to hold off.
Concerns for the little one would be that it's rolled out very quickly for the adults and the older people, and I just feel with the kids there's not enough information there for them yet. For me, I'm cautious of giving it to the kids, but now I haven't made my mind up yet. If there was a bit more information given out to us for the kids, it would be great.
Well, at the moment I won't be getting my child vaccinated. He's only 5 years of age, so I just kind of want to find out a little bit more about it. So to me it's a no. Now I am double vaccinated, so I'm not anti-vaxxer or anything, but I just kind of want to leave it a while before I decide to get him done. I just think he's a bit too young at the moment. I think people just want to wait a little while and see what kind of happens, the way it kind of unravels.
Do you think there's less fear around the virus at the moment, and that is also a reason?
People weren't getting the dose as bad with it, even though it was spreading much quicker. I don't think it was as bad, yeah. So I think people are kind of going, we have to live with it now, so there's no point in keep on just doing vaccine after vaccine.
Dr. Stephen Hughes is an Irish lecturer in science in the UK who has studied people's behaviour in response to COVID-19, including vaccine hesitancy. He says that for parents making this decision, emotion plays an important part.
The knowledge and the facts are one part of it. Making decisions about, you know, the welfare of yourself and of your family, there's no way that we could do that without emotions, because we're anxious. You know, we're anxious to make sure that our children are safe, that we're safe. We are hopeful that, you know, that the vaccine will do what doctors are telling us it will do and what experts are telling us it will do. So there's always going to be emotion involved in these decisions.
He says studies have shown that respectful and honest discussions can lead to more uptake.
But when we kind of acknowledge and recognise that hesitancy isn't just this obstacle that we need to get out of the way, that it's a conversation that needs to take place. And a really good example of that is in the Netherlands, they have what's called a doubt hotline. So people can phone up if they've got concerns, and they can have those concerns and hesitations listened to. They can have expert advice from people.
With the task of reassuring parents largely entrusted to GPs here, what do they consider to be the best approach? Dr. Nuala O'Connor is the Irish College of General Practitioners lead on COVID-19.
I think if you're open and honest with people, and sometimes people want to go away for a little while, you know, they just want to hear what your thoughts are on it, get signposted information. And I think you just leave the door open, and something new is, it's always a little bit disconcerting. So there's a whole multitude of things then for parents to weigh up. And I know that the HSE has a lot of communications engaging with parent groups and with schools. And maybe there may be some other forums that might need to be set up for the discussion moving forward.
That's Dr. Nuala O'Connor ending that report by Karen Creed. Lucy Jessop is Director of Public Health at the National Immunisation Office. Lucy Jessop, good morning. Thanks for speaking with us. You heard parents telling Karen about their decisions. Not enough information, want to find out a little bit more, want to leave it a while, wait a while to see what happens. Parents who themselves are vaccinated, how do you respond?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely understandable. As was said in your clip as well, I think this is a continued conversation with parents. I think parents do want to look into the vaccine and see in terms of, as was said, about the side effects and any long-term effects. But I think we do have a lot of good information. I would caution parents where they get their information from. I would recommend that they looked at the HSE website or the WHO website. And as was said, speaking to trusted healthcare professionals like GPs and pharmacists, we do now have quite a lot of information. So the vaccine now for 5 to 11-year-olds has been used in America and Canada, across Europe and Israel. And in America, they've now given over 8.5 million doses. And we are seeing that there aren't unexpected side effects. In fact, the one of the rare but serious side effects, myocarditis and pericarditis, actually seems to be much lower in this younger age group. So that's actually very encouraging, having seen it used across the world. So I think that's important that we can present this new information to reassure parents.
We know that the vaccines offer protection against severe illness from COVID, but not as much protection from transmission, and the children are much, much less likely to get very sick, but very likely to transmit. One parent said there was no point to getting the vaccine. Is today's news of Neffert's recommendation likely to make parents feel there's even less need to get their children vaccinated?
Well, I think although the recommendation obviously is welcome in terms of reducing restrictions, COVID hasn't gone away, COVID isn't over, and we do still need to be careful. And I think as part of that, vaccinating ourselves and our children is also a really important part of keeping them protected. So you're right, most children will have a mild course of illness, but some will have to go to hospital, unfortunately, and occasionally also in intensive care. And we also do know now there's data emerging from America and France that the vaccine protects them against one of the very serious side effects, which is this multi-system inflammatory disorder, MIS-C. The vaccine seems very effective at protecting children against that. So that's another really important reason to get children vaccinated.
Will older children, will teenagers be offered a booster now?
So there's no recommendation from NIAC yet for a booster. So that's not something we're offering at the moment. But obviously, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee continue to look at evidence, and that might be something in the future.
Back in September, infectious disease specialist Professor Cleanan Ekalig said on RT Radio that most children in Ireland under 12 will be getting COVID before the spring. Is that one of the reasons for the level of uptake so far, that so many children have simply had COVID?
It might be. I suppose, I guess it's a multitude of factors, and as your parents were saying themselves, wanting to also look into information. If you have had COVID, you need to wait 4 weeks after COVID before you start your course of vaccine as a child between 5 and 11. So if someone's had COVID early in December, they are now able to have the vaccine.
Dr. Lucy Jessop, Director of Public Health at the National Immunisation Office, thank you very much for speaking with us.